The tent city has been dug in for 2 years at a site in West Seattle, and the council vote means this summer will be its last. The city council set aside $500,000 to provide housing and services to the more than 100 campers who live there. People in the nearby neighborhood say the city has put off dealing with the unsanctioned camp for far too long. Carolyn Stauffer is co-chair of the Highland Park Action Committee. She says the council's solution isn't ideal, but at least it addresses the problem and does it with some compassion.
A lot of neighbors that I'm hearing from think that's a lot of money to basically buy off the encampment to give to people that have been illegally squatting for over 2 years, but it's better than kicking people out. I mean, we didn't want to just say, go away and go in some other neighborhood.
Stauffer says the council's move still leaves a lot of unanswered questions. For example, who will qualify for the city assistance, and might homeless people from elsewhere flock to Nicholsville to take advantage of the special help? Nicholsville residents worry breaking up the camp will simply scatter people into smaller illegal camps at great risk to their health and safety. The city's human services director will choose a nonprofit to administer the money and the services. The camp is supposed to be vacated by September 1st. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.